tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, as India's election approaches, some Bollywood films are promoting the politics of the country's Prime Minister. What does it tell us about Narendra Modi's influence and his brand of Hindu nationalism? That's after a short break.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is the trailer for a new Bollywood film. It begins with a man walking slowly along what looks like a row of prison cell bars. You can't make out who it is at first. All you see are his feet. Then the camera cuts to the back of his silhouette. He's holding a burning torch in front of a bonfire.
I frankly say he's the most dangerous man I've ever met. Because in just one meeting, he almost had me convinced that we are in the wrong.
To an audience watching in India, the jail cell, the man's distinctive round glasses, and his simple cap would make them think he was Mahatma Gandhi, the politician and non-violent freedom fighter who helped India win independence from the British in 1947. But then the man's face is revealed, and it isn't Gandhi at all, but his little-known ideological rival, Hindu nationalist Vinayak Damodar Savarkar.
Savarkar, it is not the sort of figure that who normally would deserve a biopic or would get a biopic. The whole idea is that these are the people who made the difference. You haven't heard about them, but these are the real people you should be supporting.
Raja Sen is a film critic and screenwriter based in Mumbai. He says the movie, called Swatantra Veer Savarkar, or Independent Warrior Savarkar in English, is presented as a biography, but is actually government-friendly propaganda.
Savarkar is just going to basically applaud the man. It's just going to say how great he was. And, you know, and while there might be grains of truth in that, I think it's going to present a version of history that is just more convenient than anything else.
The release of Independent Warrior Savarkar represents a wider politicization in Bollywood. In recent weeks, similar films have been released, all bolstering the interests of Narendra Modi and his BJP party's belief that India should be a Hindu nation rather than a secular one.
There are a few strong ideas that a lot of these communications revolve around. One is this idea of the wronged Hindu, you know, the idea that the Hindu has been suppressed too long, ruled too long, does not have his own place or his own power within the country. That is one. And then the other thing is that there is a parallel historic narrative that's being built by the government, wherein they're trying to talk about, you know, historical figures that may not have been known for valor or for great glory, but are being repackaged as that. You know, that is, this goes all the way back from, you know, old kings to freedom fighters that have been that are suddenly being shown in different light, are shown as these great heroes.
Independent Warrior Savarkar fits into this second category. Some films celebrate the BJP's political decisions, and others criticize the party's political opponents or demonize minorities.
Muslim rulers are shown like complete, evil mustachioed villains. It's very, very barbaric in some of the mainstream cinema, whereas the Hindu rulers are all about valor and courage.
The Indian general election begins on the 19th of April and runs for 6 weeks. Past films with similar themes have been successful at the box office, so these ones have the potential to be seen by many people and affect not only the political climate, but the way people vote. So, how did Bollywood become politicized?
Culturally, there is a lot of cachet in India. They say that three things are important: politics, cricket, and cinema. The stardom in India is a different flavor of stardom to anywhere else in the world. There are temples created for movie stars.
Raja Sen says that until recently, Bollywood has always been diverse.
Mumbai, where Bollywood, the Hindi film industry, is based, is really quite a melting pot, and people from all over the nation, people from different faiths, different communities, different castes, they all come together in Mumbai to, work on movies and make these things. And it's a very exciting and very vibrant community. The ideas were kind of national integration, communal harmony, people coming together. They would basically be the movies that would be glorified.
That culture now appears to be under threat.
There are two things that are happening. One is that a lot of cinema that is, just towing the government agenda, trying to tell you why certain government moves or militaristic moves or iconic figures should be lionized. There's also this kind of cinema that is basically conspiracy theory cinema that is peddling some sort of, in single quotes, truth that is provocative. It is an interesting idea for audiences. It is being packaged to them as something that is being kept from them.
Since independence, India has periodically seen tensions and violence flare up between the Hindu majority and the Muslim minority. And Narendra Modi's BJP party has been accused of stoking those tensions in order to bolster its power.
When you see films coming out like this, and you see films coming out almost every couple of weeks, which are, clearly works of propaganda, then it is worrisome because, it's an election year and people are believing what they're seeing. And then you have all of this out there, which is just one side of the narrative.
So how might these new Bollywood releases affect Indian society in an election year? That's after a short break.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim. Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves. The kind of things that people say don't touch,
yeah,
we are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Senior business leaders in the UK are keen to harness AI, but there's a complex regulatory maze emerging globally. The OECD, a group of the world's richest countries, which includes the UK, has adopted a new set of principles to ensure that AI operates in a way that's safe, fair, and trustworthy. The principles are wide-ranging, but in essence, call for AI systems to be designed in a way that respects the rule of law and human rights, and says there should be transparency around their use. By embracing the core principles of responsible innovation, UK business leaders can better explore sector-specific opportunities and emerging trends without compromising on citizens' trust. Find out more at ey.ai.
There always used to be more progressive cinema or more politically provocative cinema, cinema that is asking questions of the government. And that seems to have entirely dried up now, that is very heavily censored.
Indian states run by the BJP have refused to show screenings of critical films, and there are even protests outside cinemas. But Raja says that there's a lot of self-censorship by writers, producers, and commissioners too.
The Amazon Prime head of content in India was threatened with jail time because of some, you know, because of an absurd, vaguely political show that wasn't even very provocative, but has had a ripple effect wherein everyone's like, this is probably not our fight.
He hopes for an artistic rebellion.
I think what's happening here in India right now is that we do need some sort of artistic pushback. We need the creative community to stand together. And it's just what's happening right now is dispiriting because we're seeing that the artists are falling in line or they are staying silent. And it's just a rough time to be an artist.
For now, though, Bollywood seems to be reflecting and supporting the political climate created by the ruling BJP rather than challenging it. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sensemaker. It was written by Rebecca Moore and mixed by Casey McGlaw. To listen to more of Tortoise's reporting on India, search for Detained in Modi's India, A British Citizen Story, wherever you get your podcasts. Tortoise. Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. UK business leaders are quietly confident that better times are coming. More than half of those who responded to the recent EY CEO Outlook survey believe their profitability would increase in 2024. As businesses look to the future, transformation is clearly front and centre on the 2024 CEO agenda, with the vast majority of leaders planning to maintain or accelerate their transformational change in 2024. With 76% of CEOs in agreement that AI will deliver transformative efficiency benefits to their organization, how can AI be put to use to enhance innovation efforts? Find out how integrating AI into your business could minimize the negative impacts on the workforce, boost productivity, and improve overall employee experience by reading the full report at ey.com.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim. Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves. The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.